At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
89 people, Dave. That's the latest number. 89 people dead.
It's going up, too.
And we have a high number of people who are unaccounted for. And let's hope for, on the positive side, stunning recoveries that we never could have imagined. Unprecedented. Hard to fathom. You see the video. You see some of the time lapse video. And you see it changing minute by minute. Where people, and a lot of these warnings, we're going to get to whether there were enough warnings. A lot of these warnings were in the middle of the night. You know what a lot of people are doing in the middle of the night? Shocker, they're sleeping. And there are so many heartbreaking stories. We're going to give you a few. But I just want to give you a little bit on some of the debate over this area. So about 50,000 people in this part of Texas, when it has a nickname of Flash Flood Alley, that's a concern. So they contemplated installing in 2017 a flood warning system. It was rejected as too expensive. The county has an annual budget of $67 million. Lost on a bid to secure the $1 million grant fund for the project. And nobody's saying that would have solved everything. But these are just some examples of things they could have done. People living in this Guadalupe area in Kier County, they're aware of other flash floods. This goes back to 1987. The river again swept away a school bus. Teens from the church camp. We're hearing so much about Camp Mystic, right? 27 girls and counselors dead. You see, I mean, honestly, you see the pictures and you just want to just break into tears. 87, 10 people killed off a bus. Just swept away. Another area where the whole state, Texas, has an issue. A backlog of flood management projects totaling some, here's the total project, $54 billion across the state. Lawmakers so far have allocated only a fraction of the money needed for flood projects throughout the state's Flood Infrastructure Fund, about $669 million, even as state lawmakers have been asking for help for years. Now on the National Weather Service. We know with Doge, Donald's good buddy, Elon, there were key positions cut. No doubt at all about that. We know in the area, there were six positions that were vacant. Do we know 1,000% if those positions would have been filled that everything would have changed dramatically? We don't. We just don't. We're putting ourselves in a greater position, in my opinion, Dave, for more incidents to happen, which may not be as dramatic and as hard to predict as this, because you look at just the reporting on the National Weather Service from the folks who were there, because it's not like no one was there, but they weren't predicting anything like this. And it's an issue that we talk about in this state and everywhere across the country. Guess what? They don't get it right all the time. It's impossible to get it right all the time. And in this case, they were off by a lot. Would I have rather had those six positions filled? Yeah. Would I like to see some government waste and fraud eliminated? Of course. But considering our weather and where we're headed in this country and just where we're at status quo now, cutting the National Weather Service and compared to continuing the tax cuts and the money we're going to save on cutting National Weather Service positions compared to continuing the tax cuts, you're bleeping kidding me, right? But I'm not saying here, I'm not going to be the hot shot talk. I guarantee if all those positions were filled, nobody would have died because there's zero proof of that, right?
Yeah, of course there's zero proof. Now, many meteorologists, folks within the weather community, I guess we'll call it, have said, you know, once cuts started happening at the National Weather Service, that this is going to be a disaster. Sooner or later, this has come to get us, whether it's flood situations, whether it's hurricane situations, whatever it is, that, you know, we're going to miss things. Things will not be covered as well as they were. And, you know, we certainly had plenty of issues with floods and hurricanes before cuts were made.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, you can't say this is for sure because Donald Trump and Doge, Elon Musk made these cuts. All, you know, all the people would have moved out of the way of the floods. Everything would have been great. Nobody would have died. That's absurd, you know, but you can at least point to say, hey, maybe this is a problem. Maybe we need to look into this. Maybe we, you know, those six positions, were they a problem or was cutting them a problem?
Or what other positions going forward, like you alluded to? It's again, he's out there with the chainsaw right away. And we're going to get to the third party in an hour or so. And I mean, there were folks in nuclear positions we had to bring back because it was done by intelligent people involved, but just in such a haphazard way. Here's another thing that is just idiotic that was out there. And let's start with the leader of this nonsense, your ex-girlfriend, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm.
Because I saw multiple influential individuals who were convinced, again, this is control of the weather.
That's right. Cloud seeding.
Bill Gates controlling the weather. Yeah, Bill Gates, who's given how many billions of dollars to organizations across the globe trying to save people. But now what he's trying to do is seed the clouds to kill people.
It's the long play.
I guess in areas where he doesn't agree with them politically, is that what people think?
Yeah, he's throwing us off his scent, like donating all those billions.
God. How foolish are you? I dropped my sheet.
You need the sheet. Got to have the sheet. It's very important to have the sheet.
You're just ignorant.
If you think, even Ted Cruz today was saying, no, we're not manipulating the weather. Nobody's doing that. Stop it.
Honestly. And it's just manipulating the weather to go get people you disagree with and to potentially kill them.
Yes.
So here's Marjorie, who shows her lack of intellect on a regular basis. I'm introducing a bill that prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemicals or substances into the atmosphere for the express purpose of altering weather, temperature, climate, or sunlight intensity. It will be a felony offense. I've been researching weather modification, working with the Legislative Council for months writing this bill. We must end this dangerous and deadly practice of weather modification and geoengineering. If you think this was like 2 months ago and I'm cherry picking? No, it was Saturday at 8 a.m. when this story was unfolding. Another person is running for Congress in Texas, adamantly convinced we're modifying the weather. I saw plenty of people with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers, and people agreeing with them that somehow big government or former big government or the deep state is controlling the weather. You need to meditate, man. You need to try something like reading a book, reading some science, and getting off the conspiracy theory. It is disgusting that 89 people are dead, and your first thought is, it's Bill Gates. He's coming to kill people. Get a grip. More on this story when we come back. 651-461-9226. My family, whether it's my father when he was with us, my sister, my kids, for decades, when it's been our insurance for our cars, for our homes, or other businesses, including on the real estate side, we're going with one place. We're going with American Family, now run by Amber Scholl. Amber Scholl has been a part of this office for 15 years. I've been dealing with Amber for a long time. And well before that, I moved back in 1990. And I have only worked with one office, the office that Amber Scholl runs with American Family. And I know American Family has branch after branch after branch. I want you to go with TeamScholl.com. Team, you know how to spell that. And then Scholl, there's just two L's. S-C-H-O-L-L.com. We've already received, or Amber has in her team, multiple people, whether they can help you with the condo association, homeowners association. How do you feel about your car insurance? Do you know it's worth going to TeamScholl.com? How about your homes? I mean, you get some real estate. Just questions. Amber and a good team, smart team, they can help you out. And it's the only company I've used for 35 years. They're with American Family, TeamScholl.com. Among these stories coming out of the tragedy in the Hill Country down in Texas, gentleman heard screams Friday morning. He's surviving the flood damage. He's in Center Point, Texas. He sees a young woman sitting in the branches of a tree above the floodwaters. She's in the tree. Two boats from fire departments arrived after his phone call. They climbed up the tree, tossed her a life jacket. She put it on, released the grip of the branches, dropped into a raft. You know how far she had traveled from the camp she was with her family? 20 miles. 20 miles before she ends up in this tree and she's rescued.
It's unfathomable.
Yeah. Until you see the video where it goes from benign to what is happening to serious to cataclysmic. And then you're right. It still is unfathomable. 20 miles.
In. You see the video, by the way, benign to cataclysmic in the matter of 20 minutes,
yeah.
30 minutes.
Correct. How about this dad? He tried to kayak to his daughters. They were staying in Hill Country. This is near Hunt, Texas. They're there with their young daughters and grandparents. And by the time he notices the water, it's just going up and up and up. It's almost to the neck of his wife as they escape. By the time they can even try to get to the daughters or the grandparents, they're gone. They have found the daughters dead. And the grandparents, as of late Sunday, I've not seen an update yet, are unaccounted for. The girls, at some point during the tragedy, had texted their parents, "I love you." Then this individual, Scott Ruskin, I think I have it, he's been giving credit. He's a 26-year-old with U.S. Coast Guard. And a lot of people are giving credit for all the work he did because triage Camp Mystic, again, this is the place where the girls have this camp for decades and decades and decades. Counselors. It's like my boys have Camp Chippewa.
Yeah.
Okay. Cass Lake, where you go sometimes. Michael is a part of Camp Chippewa right now. Hunter and Griffin went, I think, combined 15 years. You know, there are camps like that all across the country. Camp Mystic, these 27 girls and counselors gone. He was involved from Homeland Security. Rescue swimmer Scott Ruskin directly saved 165 lives.
Wow.
Because we have 89 people who are gone, are dead. As you said, high numbers still unaccounted for. And it's horrifying. We also, within this, have rescue missions that are amazing. The decency, the kindness, the courage that people showed, and the folks who just had absolutely no chance. And we're still trying to determine if we can find any rescue, because it's not just recovery, it's still rescue, but for who knows how much longer. CBS, Susie, and Overrated, early next hour.